FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
Charges of disrespect, attack mystery. I'm Elliot Francis. The White House is denying President Trump was less than respectful when he tried to console the widow of a fallen soldier. Bob Costantini reports.
The Associated Press reports the mother of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson confirms the family felt President Trump was disrespectful about the Special Forces paratrooper knowing what he signed up for in the condolences call. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders maintains the president was respectful.
There were several people in the room from the administration that were on the call, including the Chief of Staff, General John Kelly.
Chief of Staff Kelly lost a son in Afghanistan in 2010. The president had invoked that death in a radio interview Tuesday, suggesting Kelly never got a call from President Obama. The family did take part in a White House ceremony honoring fallen service personnel. Bob Costantini, Washington.
And as that latest controversy unfolds, the details surrounding the deaths of Sergeant David Johnson and three others remain sketchy. Correspondent Jeff Zeleny.
The extraordinary feud did little to shed light on what actually led to the ambush that killed Johnson and three other American soldiers in West Africa. For the president, it's the deadliest combat incident involving U.S. troops since taking office.
Senator John McCain says the administration is not being upfront about that attack. Well, the University of Florida is ramping up security before tonight's speech by white nationalist Richard Spencer. John Lawrence tells more.
Hundreds of people are on hand at the University of Florida. They're bracing for potentially violent protests. White supremacist Richard Spencer is giving a speech at the school Thursday, but he says he doesn't want to rile racist attitudes.
My interest in speaking at the University of Florida, speaking all over the country, is to raise consciousness among white people.
The university is spending more than $500,000 on security for Spencer's speech. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
19 state attorneys general seeking a court order to force the Trump administration to keep paying health insurance subsidies that President Trump ended last week. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The suspect in the Harford County shootings yesterday is now in custody in Delaware. 37-year-old Rady Prince was arrested yesterday by ATF and local police. Wilmington Police Chief Robert Tracy told reporters that Prince was spotted just walking down the street.
When he saw that they had spotted him, he actually took off running, threw the gun, and they were able to apprehend him about 75 feet later and recover the gun where he threw it. What he was doing, he was actually walking in the neighborhood, so he wasn't threatening anyone.
Prince is the suspect in the shootings of five people in Maryland and one in Delaware, including three who died. Montgomery County Police are looking for the hit-and-run driver who hit a police cruiser last night, injuring an officer in Silver Spring. It happened around 10:30 at New Hampshire Avenue and Piney Branch Road. The officer's condition has not been released, and police have not put out a description of the suspect vehicle. It's deadline day for Amazon's HQ2 competition, and it could give one part of our region some serious bragging rights.
Montgomery, Prince George's, the District, Arlington, Fairfax, and Loudoun counties are all submitting proposals, all with different characteristics and perks to offer. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser boasts,
"What we offer them is a distinctly urban experience.
It's cheaper out in Loudoun County," says Supervisor Ron Meyer.
"They're looking for good workforce housing, affordable places where millennials can new stuff."
Of course, the D.C. region's one of at least 20 metro areas submitting bids. Various business publications put D.C. near the top, with places like Austin, Pittsburgh, and Atlanta. Amazon says it'll make a decision sometime next year. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And that Kentucky man who tried to climb over the White House fence on Tuesday dressed as a Pokemon character says he wanted to be famous. That detail is revealed in court papers in the arrest of 36-year-old Curtis Combs. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,158. The Nasdaq at 66,24. Sports, the Wizards win their season opener, beating the Sixers. Baseball, the Cubs stay alive in the NLCS with a Game 4 win over L.A. The Yankees take a 3-2 lead in the ALCS. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about my doctor, Dr. Jones, with the concierge medical team at Principal Medical Group. We're all so busy these days, and for me, having convenient access to my primary care doctor has been priceless. From phone calls, emails, and same-day appointments, the concierge medical model has allowed me to take back control of my healthcare. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group make my time and my care a priority. And as a patient at Principal Medical Group, you'll feel the difference too. Invest in your health like I did and call Principal Medical Group. Additionally, for those men and women struggling with the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone, Principal Medical Group are the area experts in pellet therapy. So, schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824. Or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Call 703-663-8824 or online at principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Police are still dealing with an investigation. Two-car crash on Democracy Boulevard, and it puts it just west of Seven Locks Road. It's closed each direction. Fatal crash. Investigation still underway, and it's been like this for quite some time. So Democracy Boulevard, again, just west of Seven Locks Road, closed in each direction. However, Seven Locks is open, so that works for you. Falls Road is open. River Road's open. Get you around the Beltway right now. We do have some lingering construction. Maryland commuters, inner loop as you approach 450. Trying to get that wrapped up, but you'll still see a lot of activity on the approach. Virginia Beltway, good. We're off to a quiet start. No early troubles on 66, 95, 395. You're looking good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure hanging on eastern half of the nation. High and dry will stay that way through the rest of the week. A few clouds around this morning and a few this afternoon. 74 degrees today. Tonight, 56, suburbs cooler. Sunny on Friday, 76. Beautiful weather. Get outside and enjoy it. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Alexandria, 42 in Waldorf, 51 in Washington. Mike Pence's brother is running for Congress. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning to you. Happy Friday Eve. That means it is Thursday morning. Got a great show for you coming up at 7:05. It's Byron York. At 7:15, Bob Duchik, he is the RNC co-chair. We'll talk to him about the Virginia governor race. At 8:05, it's Susan Ferriccio. And at 8:15, Jeff Dove, he is running for Jerry Connolly's seat. So we've got a lot of interesting guests, as well as a lot to talk about this morning. I'm Mary Welter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese. Good morning, Vince.
Well, good morning. An amazing 24 hours for any number of reasons. So I'd like to talk to you about one of the big stories in the last 24 hours. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday as the news broke the night before. You had Congresswoman Frederica Wilson starting to make this accusation against the President of the United States that he was insensitive to the widow of Army Sergeant LaDavid T. Johnson. Says that President Trump on about 3:30 on Tuesday, as Maisha Johnson and her two children were waiting for the transport plane carrying the body of her husband to arrive in Miami, that she received a call from the president, and she spoke for him to 3 to 5 minutes. She's 24 years old. She's also 6 months pregnant. She cried openly about the loss of her husband, but specifically, according to the congresswoman, about the nature of the phone call in which the president said, I guess he knew what he was signing up for, but it still hurts, according to the congresswoman. Now, it's interesting. I really want to get a take from you, especially because at this early hour, many of the people that we're speaking to here are members of the military. You might be a member of the military, or might have somebody in your family who's a member of the military. And these are the types of things you either directly experienced, a condolence call, which is a horrifying thing to have to go through, I'm sure. Or, you know, of course, the risks of what it means to have somebody, a loved one in the military in your life. Kind of interested to see what your reaction has been to all of this over the last 24 hours. And so if you don't mind, let us know. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I read an interesting piece here in the New York Times this morning. It's one of the few pieces that's not openly attacking the President of the United States for, you know, whatever interpretation of this phone call there might be. The headline is, Fallen Troops Families Tell of Meeting Presidents, quote, sympathy and sometimes discomfort. The lead on the piece makes it clear. It says people trying to express sympathy to families of fallen troops say the wrong thing all the time. And boy, doesn't it sound like a minefield to have to go through, you know, walking through. How do you handle a condolence conversation, not nevertheless as the president of the United States, with somebody who's a Gold Star family member who lost a loved one who was serving our country? The New York Times reports, you know, that one family was told that it was such a waste to lose that person. Also, another called it a shame for him to die in vain like that. And you hear things like that. Imagine as like the loved one of a fallen soldier, or Marine, or sailor, or airman. You hear that, and you're like, oh, that, you just cringe. You're like, no, it wasn't in vain. There was purpose for my loved one's life. So it kind of walked through it. The other big thing is what is saved for the very end of this New York Times piece. I was kind of a little surprised that they saved it for the very end because it happens to be one of the most newsworthy elements of the story, which is that, remember, Sergeant Johnson died in Niger this month, but alongside him was another Green Beret, Staff Sergeant Dustin M. Wright. And the New York Times reports that the president spoke to his father, Artie Wright, and he said the president called him Tuesday as well and listened to him talk about his son. And the conversation lasted about 20 minutes. And he said the following, Mr. Wright, quote, he was great on the phone, he said of the telephone interview. I needed him to listen, and he listened, and that's all I could ask. So while we're getting all this like sort of secondhand interpretation from Frederica Wilson that's being filtered through the press, that's being interpreted as like a ham-fisted attempt at a condolence call, one that was insulting by the president of the United States. Again, think about all of the filters through which we've received this information. Over speakerphone, the tail end of the call, Frederica Wilson, to the press, to you. You like that chain of custody? Are you happy with that? And meanwhile, the New York Times has this interview with Mr. Wright, who says that the president was great on the phone on that very same day. So I'm interested to find out what you think of all of this. As this news has developed over the last 24 hours, what do you make of the president's condolence calls and also how the press has treated this entirely? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
I find it hard to believe that when a president makes these calls, that they don't have something in front of them. Someone has not written up something about the person, about the soldier who was killed. So they've got the person's name. He didn't even know my husband's name.
That was the wife said, supposedly.
According to Frederica Wilson, yeah. Who said that the wife said that the president didn't know. So again, look at the chain of command. How many times has that? I find that difficult to believe, regardless of the president, whether I like the president or not. I still believe that the person sitting there, it's a tough thing for a president to do, and they don't want to screw it up. That's the last thing they want to do is screw it up.
We know he had staff in the room because the White House said there were multiple people present for it, to include Chief of Staff John Kelly, a Marine general who is a Gold Star father.
So, and I would assume that there were all these I hate to say talking points, but the president didn't know this man.
Yeah, his bio.
Right. So he had something in front of him to speak from, and I'm sure that they've gone through, this is not the first time he's had to do this, that they've gone through almost like an outline of what you say, how to say this, because as you said, Vince, and rightfully so, even if you're not the president, if you have a friend or you know someone who's lost somebody, you're always afraid of saying the wrong thing. So you try to tiptoe very carefully about the right thing to say without insulting that person or without inadvertently hurting them. It's a very tough thing to do.
I mean, I guess so, to that point, I guess, you know, President Trump is not a tiptoer. We know that.
Right.
But at its core, this story is what was in his heart. And if to assume malice in any sense is the biggest load of nonsense that you could even imagine.
I agree.
The president, there's no question he was calling with empathy. So you're right, though. It is a minefield, and I think it's difficult for anybody to handle. Nevertheless, the president of the United States. So I'm getting your reaction here this morning. John in Strasburg kicking us off this morning. John, good morning.
Good morning, guys. This story is just a bunch of bunk, and it just shows how biased the news is. I mean, he calls, expresses his condolences. Whether he said those words or not, you know, the man cares, and he proved it. And these people really should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, it's amazing, John. Thank you very much.
You know what else bothers me is now the left is saying that President Trump is politicizing the death of this soldier. I'm like, wait a minute. Who started this? He's
politicizing the death. Who was in the car vulture? What congresswoman decided to tie herself to this woman in order to score political points? Who's like in the limo with her as they receive the body?
Yep.
I mean, the president of the United States, you know, right or wrong, he'd gotten all this grief from the press on, what was it, Monday, about his, whether or not he'd gotten into touch with the families here. But to accuse him outright of politicizing this, there was only one lawmaker in the vehicle with this woman, and now she's basically taken that conversation and used it and turned it into a political weapon against the president of the United States. Again, what was in the president's heart? Pretty sure it was not malice. I'm going to go ahead and go on a limb here. I mean, I'm not to, you know, sorry, Trump haters. as much as you want him to be Hitler, he's not Hitler. Sorry. Here he's calling to make a condolence call. More from you in a moment. I really want to get your interpretation here. 5:15 now.
It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie. Happy Friday Eve.
Oh, boy, that sounds good. Thank you. You too. And this sounds good on 270. No road work as you approach 80 and 109, and no delays here early on. So our early commuters enjoying that trip out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Now, Beltway looks like we should have lanes open here as you approach 450. It was the overnight work crew. Still see some activity. So caution as you head past that stretch. Now, serious crash from overnight, and we have a closure in the Potomac area. Democracy Boulevard remains closed just west of Seven Locks Road, and that is closed due to a fatal crash and investigation underway. So again, each direction of Democracy west of Seven Locks is closed. Seven Locks is open. Now north of Democracy Boulevard, Bell's Mill Road, that would work for you as well. River Road open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy skies with a high of 74. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 56. And then tomorrow, more sun and a high of 76. Currently in our nation's capital, 51 degrees at 5:16 on WMAL.
Learn how to budget, plan, and build your dream home at the Chantilly Log and Timber Home Show. Attend free educational workshops, look at floor plans and design ideas, and meet with custom wood home builders and architects. This weekend only at the Dulles Expo Center. Discount tickets at logandtimberhomeshow.com.
Okay, lines filling up quickly here. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. Let's go to Merv and Quantico up next here on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Merv.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Good, sir. How are you reacting to all this?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Go for it.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps, and three of those years I was a recruiter in Philadelphia, of all places. And what I told those kids, and this was back in the 80s, but I told those kids every time they sign up, I had to prep them up for the oath, and I would tell them, you know what you're signing up for. You know what you're swearing in for, right? You're giving up your life. That's what you're doing. And to me, what this lady is doing in Florida is ridiculous. It's an attack on patriotism. It's ridiculous that she's attacking Trump. They're finding anything they can do to attack Trump.
What was your opinion? Did it ever dull to you the opinion of the young men who said, yes, I understand this? Yes, I understand what I'm signing up for. I mean, it seems to me that every young man I heard would say that, I'd be kind of touched to hear that they knew the risks.
Well, I my opinion was you better make sure you know what you're doing, okay? I mean, you can't back down. You got to know what you're doing. This was right after Beirut and, you know, what happened at the barracks.
Yes.
These guys were all willing to go. A lot of people were willing to go. I mean, we had the same thing after 9/11. A lot of people wanted to come in.
Yes, we
did. They knew what they were doing.
That's right. That's right. Good points this morning. Yeah, Johnson, I'm sorry, I forget his rank as a sergeant here.
Sergeant, yeah.
Yeah, he's a post 9/11 guy too. So you're right. He would have known the risks in this environment.
And I also think that when you're from the widow's point of view, this woman has two children. She's pregnant with her third. She's going to pick up the body of her husband at the airport. I think there is a lot of maybe misunderstanding. I don't know if I would remember everything the president said to me either. And I wonder if because it was according to this the Wilson, the phone was on speakerphone, and she said she heard that. And I wonder. wonder if she only heard part of the conversation.
Importantly, she said it wasn't on speakerphone until towards the end of the call. It's like a 3 to 5 minute call. So what else did the president say to her? He had a lot of time to talk to her.
I feel so sorry for the widow being dragged into this, because I just wonder if she just doesn't remember everything that was said. And I can't blame her for him. Vince talks, and I don't remember half the stuff he says.
I know. I got to remind you every day. Let's see here. Let's go to Andy in Fairfax. Good morning, Andy. What do you think of this?
Good morning. I'm retired Air Force. My wife's retired Air Force as well. I'm sure she's listening. She always does. But I thought I was upset over the NFL. This is one of the most disgusting things I think the left has ever done, and the media chiming in. When you sign up, it's a badge of honor to say, look, I know what I'm signing up for. There's very few professions that do that. First responders, the military are unique for that.
Yes, totally. And by the way, it's a commentary on the value of his life. It's a commentary on that this is heroism. It's not a life wasted. It's not that he brought this upon himself. Why? I have not understood that interpretation of those words in the last 24 hours. And now Frederica Wilson, and even in the most neutral news reports that have just sort of accounted for what the quote is, you know, that's I've been struck that only the negative interpretation comes out of it. The other thing here is thank you, Andy. The other thing here is that the press just has obviously really distorted this. They've gone out of their way. But the president has said that the conversation, that was fabricated. One of the things he tweeted out was that this was fabricated. And the White House, unfortunately, did not give clarity on what he meant by that yesterday. Because Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked, was it his words? Were those words the words he used? Or are you saying the context was fabricated? So which is the part that's wrong? And she wouldn't give a clear answer on that question. And I think they should. I think they should say, yeah, those are the words he used, but she's removing all of the context, and it's fabricated the way it's being interpreted.
Unfortunately, the administration has been put in a position where they're going to be wrong no matter what, which the left is very good at doing, because they have to walk a very fine line here. If they come out too forcefully to deny this, now they're attacking the widow. Do you see what I'm saying? They can't even defend themselves forcefully because, well, now you're attacking a grieving
widow.
Look,
if the White House is going to keep engaging on this, and it seems like they will, the president keeps tweeting about it, et cetera, they should send John Kelly out to handle it. If their intention is to keep on engaging on this story, send your chief of staff out. He spent the last 48 hours in the news on this very subject because of the president on Radio Row earlier this week, and because of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and because of Frederica Wilson. If your intention, Trump White House, is to continue dealing with this, let's just hear from John Kelly and put this thing to bed. More from you in a moment. 522 on WMIL.
Suffering from knee or back pain? Call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your knee or back pain. 90% satisfaction rating. Insurance may pay the cost. Call for free information. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99.
Whoa!
A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and high-end warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
It's 525, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie?
Oh, yes. Sorry. I was just talking to Bill Thompson here. Squaring things away with this Montgomery County crash. Terrible accident from overnight. Sorry about that. Democracy Boulevard still remains closed just west of Seven Locks Road. It was a two-car crash, so investigators are still there, and it looks like wires are down, too. So this could be shut down through the morning rush hour. So if you normally use this stretch, again, of Democracy Boulevard west of Seven Locks. Seven Locks is open. Falls Road is open. North of the scene, Bells Mill Road is open. I've been talking to authorities around there, so there are definitely options for you, but you need time for the workaround. So that's our major problem happening right now. 270 off to a good start. No problems around the Capitol Beltway and heading in through town over the bridges. That looks really good. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking forecast now. Temperatures continuing to rise as we see a few clouds this morning. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy this afternoon. 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 51 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
Frederica Wilson has called this Trump's Benghazi. What does that mean she thinks about Benghazi?
Don't you want to ask her that question?
It's a naughty question. Let's find out. We'll have to ask her at some point. Let's see here. Let's go to John in D.C. up next. Good morning, John. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What do you make of all of this back and forth about a consolation phone call from the president?
Unfortunately, I think it's the left politicizing. I have 2 points, though, that I'd like to make. Number
Please.
One, I used to teach Green Berets the underwater portion of their qualifications. Becoming a special forces guy is a big, big deal. Not only the member that is putting forth all the effort in the year plus of qualifying, but also the family members that understand just how big of a deal it is. So when the president said he knew what he was signing up for, it's more than a badge of honor. It's years of dedication to a goal, and that goal has been met, and he's out there doing the business. The family knows, the member knows.
Yeah, and it says something about Sergeant Johnson's character. Thank you, John. Good way to end this topic. Appreciate that. A lot more coming up. 528 on WMAL.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, with depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, has provided more than 100,000 life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Often, medication and talk therapy are not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, "My happy mom is back."
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com. That's hope. TMS.com.
Fall is back,
and so is the Suzuki Quad Fair. Hurry in to get limited-time deals on Suzuki's best-selling King Quad all-terrain vehicles. Choose from as little as 0% financing for 60 months for qualified buyers, or up to $1,500 customer cash. That's right, zero APR for 60 months. Nothing's built like a King Quad, and they're assembled right here in the USA with big bore engines and durable high tensile steel frames. So you can count on an ATV that's not just strong, it's King Quad strong. Year after year and mile after hard-working mile. Quad Fair is on, but it won't last long. Get here now and start fall strong. Find the biggest Suzuki King Quad sale of the season at Coleman Power Sports at 435 South Washington Street in Falls Church.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll give you an update on the shooting in Harford County, Maryland, that killed three people and critically injured two more. They've got the guy, but there's more to this than just that. We'll have all the details. It's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The suspect in the shootings of five people in Harford County, Maryland yesterday is now in jail in Delaware. Police in Wilmington caught 37-year-old Radeep Prince last night, says Police Chief Robert Tracy.
At 7:05 p.m., a suspect was taken in police custody after a brief foot chase from these three agents from the ATF. And during the foot chase, our suspect did discard a .380 firearm, and which has also been recovered, and he was taken into custody with no incident, nobody hurt.
Police say Prince shot five co-workers in Edgewood yesterday, then drove to Delaware and shot one more man. No word from authorities yet on what his motive may have been. Montgomery County Police are looking for the driver who crashed his car into a county police cruiser last night in Silver Spring, then drove off. A police officer was injured in the crash. His condition is not known. It happened around 10:30 at New Hampshire Avenue and Piney Branch Road. Something exploded in the utility room at a restaurant in Laurel yesterday as dozens of people were enjoying a meal inside. It happened at the Olive Garden restaurant near the Laurel Shopping Center. The blast sent debris across the parking lot. Two of the 15 employees inside at the time suffered minor injuries. The debate is heating up on Capitol Hill over President Trump's tax plan. Texas Senator Ted Cruz says Republicans want to put more money in Americans' pockets.
The objective of tax reform should be cutting everyone's taxes. Cutting people's taxes in blue states, cutting people's taxes in red states. And if we don't do that, we've done something wrong. That's what I'm urging in Congress.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 23,158. The Nasdaq at 66,24. Sports sponsored by Staples. John Wall scores 28 points. Bradley Beal adds 25 more as the Wizards beat the Sixers. Baseball, the Cubs beat the Dodgers in Game 4 of the NLCS. The Yankees beat the Astros in Game 5 of the ALCS. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples helps your business create color presentations for less. Now get 20% back in Staples rewards on color copies, manuals, and presentations that are designed to impress. Staples, it's pro time. Offer ends 11/4/17. Exclusions apply. Go to staples.com/20color for more.
This is Mary Walter for Ackerman Security. I know it's my responsibility and no one else's to make my home a safe place. It's my job to check that my doors and my windows are all locked before I leave the house or I go to bed. I know it's my job to leave the porch lights on in the evening. When it comes to making my home safe, the buck stops here with me. And like you, I look for the right help for the right job. So who do I trust and recommend for you to keep your home safe? Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman Security has been known as the sign of real security for half a century. The police know it, criminals know it, and I know it. Ackerman is the only home security expert in America to actually guarantee against burglary with their no theft guarantee. That's putting your money where your mouth is. So join the 1 million Americans that trust Ackerman Security to help make their homes safe. Learn why Ackerman is the nation's safest at notheftguarantee.com. That's notheftguarantee.com. Ackerman Security Systems, the sign of real security.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids.
K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations. So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI, with six convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Montgomery County commuters that use Democracy Boulevard still have a closure from an overnight crash. Now, the investigation has wrapped up, but they're still waiting on Pepco and crews. We have wires down. Democracy Boulevard remains closed each direction west of Seven Locks Road. What you can use, Seven Locks is open. North of the incident, Bells Mill Road works. We also have Falls Road and River Road open through that area for workarounds, but it will take extra time for sure. Now let's get you into Bethesda as you come off of the Capitol Beltway. Hang on, because we're in just the stop traffic here, almost southbound 355 up to that first light at Pooks Hill Road. That's where they have the crash in the right lane. Follow police direction. Now around the Beltway, fantastic. Looks good, Maryland and Virginia. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge and 395, nice quiet start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Ready to get looking weather picture. High pressure, large and in charge. It'll keep us dry. Just a few clouds. They're not rain clouds. They'll filter our sunshine at times. Other than that, looks real nice today. 74 tonight. Clear 56. Suburbs will be a little cooler. Friday, more sunshine. 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMEL.
Right now, 38 in Manassas, 42 in Kensington, 51 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning. 537 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this morning at 7:05, we've got Byron York. 7:15, we'll be joined by the RNC's co-chair, Bob Paduchik. And then at 8:05, Susan Ferriccio. And 8:15, Jeff Dove. He's running for Jerry Connolly's seat in Virginia. So that should be an interesting conversation as well. My name is Vince Colonnais, alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. So some sad news in Maryland yesterday. Five employees were shot at a granite company yesterday, Advanced Granite Solutions in Elkton, and state and federal authorities. If you saw the story yesterday, it played out throughout most of the morning, most of the day, actually. They were searching for Radi Labib Prince. He was 37 years old. And the first call came into law enforcement at 8:58 a.m. Business opens at 8 a.m., so that's why it was so early. So the first call came in at 8:58 a.m. that there had been a shooting. Hartford County Police Chief Robert Tracy talked about the case.
At 7:05 p.m., a suspect was taken in police custody after a brief foot chase from these three agents from the ATF. And during the foot chase, a suspect did discard a .380 firearm, and which has also been recovered, and he was taken into custody with no incident, nobody hurt.
All right, so he was taken into custody. So it started at 8:58 a.m. The deputies arrived 4 minutes later. Sheriff said that there were more than five people at Advanced Granite at the time of the shooting. Three of the people have died. Now, they are saying at this point that these were targeted. The attacks were targeted, and Prince knew each of his victims. Less than 2 hours after the first attack, he drove to a used car lot about 55 miles away in Wilmington, Delaware,
right. And
opened fire on a man with apparently he had beefs, quote unquote, beefs with in the past. The man was wounded, but survived and identified Prince to the police, which was and they also knew who he was, obviously, from the shootings at Advanced Granite. So everybody knew who this guy was.
That guy got shot in the head
and survived.
He had a head wound, and then he told the cops like what happened. Like, holy cow, is he lucky?
Absolutely, very blessed. If you were driving on 95 yesterday, though, you know you had a hard commute, because that 95 corridor from Maryland to Philadelphia had cruisers up and down it. They had cops at almost every median cut through between Edgewood and Wilmington, trying to find this guy because they feared he would take 95 to get back and forth. So they clearly had some reason to believe they knew where he was going. They knew that he was going to Delaware. So they had, I don't know how they knew that, but somehow they knew. But they have not disclosed a motive for the shootings. He left his SUV near a high school, and a civilian saw it, notified the authorities, because everybody knew the car he was driving. Everybody knew the license plate. So the as you heard the county police chief there say, they chased him about 75 feet. He threw away a gun because, you know, if it's not on me, they can't charge me with it. And then he was arrested. No one was hurt, thankfully, in the capture. There were no more people hurt. But this was all targeted. This dude, though, this guy was a mess. 37 years old, 42 arrests in Delaware. 42 at the age of 37.
He was arrested 42 times. He was going for a high score. 42 arrests?
Yeah.
And I see here, he also had 15 felony convictions.
Yeah.
15.
He was stopped for a traffic stop by a police officer, and the police officer said he was really aggressive and with him and everything. So he's like, that's it, I'm searching the car, something's going on here. Found a gun in the car. So he was then arrested for being a felon in possession of a gun. He had a problem paying his rent. He was repeatedly cited for traffic violations. He was ordered to undergo drug and alcohol counseling. He was fired from another job in Maryland earlier this year after allegedly punching a coworker. He had another boss who he was fired from another stone company, JPS Marble and Granite. And he scared his employer so badly that the owner of the company tried to get a restraining order against him. He said he came to see me after he'd been fired. He cursed and yelled at me about unemployment benefits. I felt threatened because he's a big guy and he was very aggressive to me, and he didn't want to wait until Prince came back and was physically violent. And he said, I know he had a prior gun charge, so that made me feel a little, you know, particularly afraid. But a Harford County District Court judge denied the order, saying that the case didn't meet the required burden of proof.
Yeah, no evidence that this guy's violent.
Yeah.
15 felonies?
15 felonies.
At some point, like, can we do, like, 10 felonies and you're out? Can we just, once you get 10 felonies, maybe you spend the rest of your life behind bars.
This is
10,
part of,
15 felonies?
Well, this is part of the problem. In December of 2003, he pleaded guilty to 15 counts of third-degree burglary in Delaware. He was sentenced to 25 years, but all but 2 years were suspended. So this is the problem. Our prisons are so crowded because you have these... There's a section of the population that are just repeat offenders that they just can't get right. And I guess if you go through the courts often enough, they just look at you and go, all right, you know what? It's just 2 years and you're out. He was ordered to pay almost $35,000 in restitution, which clearly he can't do.
And you got to hand it to, like, what you think. Like, you want to have to hand it to the owner of a business that's like, you know what? I'm going to do the one thing that everyone else isn't doing.
Right.
Which is, I'm going to take the convict. I'm going to take the reformed convict. I'm going to hire him and bring him into my business, give him a job, give him something steady to do. And then this happens. Like, what? The guy, I couldn't believe, my jaw dropped. 42 arrests and 15 felonies.
Yep.
And yesterday he carried out a heinous act of true workplace violence, and then goes back and then finds another guy he knows in Delaware and shoots him.
Yeah. And thank the Lord that man has survived. He is very, very blessed. Two people still in very, very critical condition right now. Two of the other people who were shot. So hopefully you might want to send up a prayer for them. It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Coalition officials are monitoring military movements near Kirkuk, Iraq, following reports of an incident. Pentagon Director of Press Operations, Army Colonel Rob Manning, told reporters on Monday. Manning said, quote, "We call on all actions in the region to focus on this common threat. We remain focused on destroying ISIS." More at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
If you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, you need 50 Floor. During the month of October, installation is free. Schedule an in-home consultation. Use promo code WMAL for an additional $100 discount. 50floor.com.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
It's 545 WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, Bethesda. You're doing better here on 355. We had the crash southbound 355 right as you come off the beltway to that first light at Pooks Hill Road, but it looks like they've reopened the right side. And the delay that we had, quickly gone. So this looks much better. So you can take 355 off the beltway. Shouldn't cost you too much extra time. Now, the new problem that we have is on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and this will be inside the beltway on the northbound direction. So a little bit of an unusual delay. If you normally push out of Riverdale toward the beltway, hang on. You need to watch for the stop and go before you get to 410. That's where we have the scene of the crash there. And then northbound BW Parkway near 32 crash. Those are both in northbound directions. Hang on if you missed it. Democracy Boulevard. We had an overnight fatal crash. The investigation has wrapped up, but it's still closed because of a down wire and poles, pole and wires. So Democracy Boulevard closed west of Seven Locks Road. Seven Locks Road remains open, as does Falls Road and River Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Ready, good looking weather picture. High pressure, large and in charge. It'll keep us dry. Just a few clouds. They're not rain clouds. They'll filter our sunshine at times. Other than that, looks real nice today. 74 tonight. Clear 56. Suburbs will be a little cooler. Friday, more sunshine, 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 51 degrees at 547 on WMAL.
So stand in the place where you live.
All right, the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, stepped up to the lectern yesterday to do a press briefing, a short one, but he was talking about this meeting that happened between owners in the league and players as they're talking about the national anthem, whether to stand, how to handle it. It's a very complicated business trying to figure out whether or not you should stand for the national anthem, apparently, and one that requires big meetings and conversations and money and support donated by the league to support whatever it is that they're protesting precisely. We'll get into the details. Roger Goodell has some for you. I'm going to play a little bit of the audio from yesterday. Here is Goodell giving an answer to whether or not players should stand for the national anthem rather than whether or not the league is going to require them to.
We believe everyone should stand for the national anthem. That's an important part of our policy. It's also an important part of our game. that we all take great pride in. And it's also important for us to honor our flag and to our country. And we think our fans expect us to do that.
Well, those are all nice things to say, but he's not going to require the players to do that.
Well, that's his choice. You know, he's the one. He's the man in charge. He's the one who runs this business. And his choice for this business, if you're in wearing our uniform representing our business, we are not going to force you to do that. That's fine. And he makes that business knowing that that choice may affect his bottom line. And if that's the choice he wants to make, then you want to run your business into the ground. Run your business into the ground. That's your choice,
sir. Our choice as a business is to fly an on-fire American flag outside of our building every day.
I think it may be a poor choice, but that's his choice.
Now, listen to this one. See if this one jives with your entire NFL experience this year. This is Roger Goodell on the issue of whether or not the NFL is engaged in politics here.
We believe doing the right thing is what you ultimately have to do. And I think listening to our players, understanding our players, trying to address those underlying issues, and making our communities better is where the real opportunity is. And that long term is going to benefit us. And so that's what our focus is, and that's how we're going to deal with it.
What about that split, though? That split between the parties, the political...
I don't think that surprised anybody. What we're trying to do is stay out of politics. We're not looking to get into politics. Mm-hmm. What we're looking to do is continue to get people focused on football.
Yeah, we're trying to stay out of politics. That's like standing in a bank waving a gun around saying, I'm trying to stay away from law enforcement. What are you talking about? Trying to stay away from politics. The NFL is being jeopardized by politics.
Well, these are the same. We're trying to stay away from politics. We are going to be forced. We're being forced by our employees to fund social justice programs. How is that not political? Right? We're going to fund these social justice programs. Notice, I wonder if any of those are domestic violence programs, you think? Maybe? Any of them? They're also going to get involved in revamping criminal criminal justice, right? Well, they want to get involved in that too. Very political.
Here's Roger Goodell and what the players are not trying to do.
They will state to you, and they have stated to everyone publicly, they are not doing this in any way to be disrespectful to the flag, but they also understand how it's being interpreted, and that's why we're trying to deal with those underlying issues.
He also said that there were like only half a dozen players still protesting. I'm pretty sure last week's 49ers-Redskins game, the more than half a dozen players took a knee on the 49ers sideline alone. I think there's more than half a dozen still doing this.
Yeah, I think he thinks that, well, if I say it enough times, people will believe me. Despite what they see, they'll believe what I'm saying. Oh, Roger, Roger,
who are you going to believe?
Yeah, it's 551. He was at Rush Boat.
Well, folks, I guess it was only a matter of time. I guess it was inevitable. 37-year-old Erica Anderson, recently a bride. Her New York City wedding was picture perfect. She wore a beautiful white dress. She walked down the aisle with a bouquet of flowers with the Brooklyn Bridge and the New York City skyline behind her. And it was time for Erica to take the big step, which she did willingly. She took her wedding vows with herself. That's right, my friends. She married herself. Sologamy is what it's called, sologamy. Ms. Anderson's part of a new and growing trend called sologamy. Happy Bride later discussed her big day and what it meant to her. I would describe it as women saying yes to themselves, she said. It means that we are enough, even if we are not partnered with someone else. Is it Ms. or Mrs. Anderson? I don't know. Whatever. She revealed that she had gotten tired of friends and family asking when she was going to get married. So in front of them, she tied the knot to herself, by herself, with herself. Now, before you brush this off as pathetic or the ultimate expression of narcissism, here's the thing. Mrs. Anderson is not alone, in a manner of speaking. Businesses have sprung up eager to help sologamists create their perfect wedding day. Some companies sell wedding kits. Others provide typical services like photography. The trend is not going away. As for Mrs. Anderson, I hope she had a heck of a honeymoon.
Rush, noon to three. Psst, listen to me. Now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Say, folks, we should never take our freedom for granted or forget the brave men and women who protect our country. And that's why this Veterans Day, my friends at Mahindra are holding their fourth annual military salute giveaway. The winner will receive a Mahindra utility vehicle. That's right, a brand new camo Mahindra XTV 750S flex hauler. Now, the last winner, Sergeant Tom Simmered, is loving his Mahindra XTV, and you could be next. To nominate someone who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military and get official rules, just visit rushlimbaugh.com. Look for the Mahindra Military Salute giveaway. Thanks to Mahindra, the makers of the toughest utility vehicles on Earth, and God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit cecilstractors.com. That's cecilstractors.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor with my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with the Reynolds team. Sarah, tell us how your exclusive buyers in waiting system works for anyone wanting to sell their home.
It's easy. Call us and we will sit down with you and show you in real time our hot and ready home buyers ready to see your home now.
Well, that's easy. I understand you also have over 5,500 buyers in your database looking for a home in the area right now.
Yes, we do. That's one of the many reasons why we were able to net our sellers 6% more money and sell three times faster than the average agent. We already have the buyers.
So that's why you continue to be ranked one of the top teams in the area?
Yes, and we will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, we will buy it for a price agreed upon. Let us get you top dollar and you can start packing.
Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and unfortunately, we still have a stretch of Democracy Boulevard closed just west of Seven Locks Road. That's closed in each direction. Accident investigation wrapped up, but now repairs need to be done to utility pole and wires. Bethesda, crews are still dealing with this crash as you come off of the Beltway on 355 southbound, right at that first light at Pooks Hill Road. Stay to the far left to get by. It's two left lanes that work here, but very slow through that stretch, so getting a little bit busy. Busy on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, two accidents in the northbound direction. One inside the Beltway near 410, one as you come out of Laurel northbound before you get to Route 32. So do watch for a park police scene there. 270, heavy volume in the way now. Urbana down to 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Good-looking forecast now. Temperatures continuing to rise as we see a few clouds this morning. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy this afternoon. 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 51 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL.
Equifax recently announced a breach of 143 million identities, and you need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity theft protection to LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Learn how to budget, plan, and build your dream home at the Chantilly Log and Timber Home Show this weekend only. Attend free educational workshops, look at floor plans and design ideas, and meet with custom wood home builders and architects. Whether you're planning or simply dreaming, this is the show for you. Presented by Log Home Living, Timber Home Living, and Cabin Living Magazines. The Chantilly Log and Timber Home Show this weekend only at the Dulles Expo Center. Discount tickets at logandtimberhomeshow.com.
Save up to $799 on Marvin's replacement window, the Altrex Fiberglass Infinity. October only and only at The Window Man. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex Fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Throughout October, save up to $799 off Marvin's Infinity Altrex fiberglass replacement window. Or no money down, no interest, and no payment until April 2018. Save huge on energy with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888. Prior sales excluded. Financing with approved credit. Offers cannot be combined.
Hey, Vince, tell the good people what's coming up.
Well, we've got some Russian news for you, including how personal trainers for black people is something that the Russians wanted us to get. I don't understand it yet, but I think we'll navigate it.